Hello.
Hi, this is Kyle, calling from customer service. Can I go ahead and get your zip code to get your account pulled up?
37075.
Fine. All right, thank you for that. And what would be the first and last name on the account?
David Dimps.
You said David, what was the last name?
Dimps.
David Dents.
D-E-M-P-S.
Dents, like car dents. Okay, I got you.
No, not car dents. Like the Dempsey dumpster garbage pickup thing.
Did you say D-E-N-T-S?
No. D is David. E,
yeah.
Edward. M, Mary. P, Paul. S, Sam.
Demps. Okay. Thank you for that. I apologize.
Oh, no. It's a hard name to...
It is unique. And you, and just to confirm, you said your zip code was 37075?
Yes.
Demps. Okay. Try this. Not seeing it in my system, but give me just 1 second. I'm going to search it a different way. If I can't find it this way, then we can try something else.
Okay. November 29th, I read on my email that the Yeti cooler could be gotten by paying for the shipping and handling. It's $95.
Okay.
And I might even have that.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't confirm it since I don't have your account. Would you possibly have the last four numbers of the card you used to pay for it?
1234.
Just to confirm, you said 1234?
Yes.
All right. Let me search with that. And 37075.
You okay?
Do you mind if I put you on hold for just 1 second so I can see if I can get this account up? I'm not seeing it, and I think I might need to do a special search. Would you mind holding for just 1 second?
I'm about to find the number that you all sent me.
The number we gave you, like a cell phone number or call number?
No, the, no.
Oh, you're, maybe the transaction or order number, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I could try that. I'm still looking in here, but if you do find that, I could try that as well.
Okay.
Is it possible it might be under a different name, like maybe a family member or under an alias?
No. Okay. Confirmation order number.
Okay.
681-810-8882. Four eights in there, and then a two.
Okay, so just to make sure, you said 681-088-82.
Yeah, there's four eights.
Yeah, yes, okay. Let me look it up through there, maybe. I'm not seeing it. Yeah, give me just 1 second. I'm gonna look through a special search. I'm gonna put you on hold for just 1 second, but I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, sir. After looking more, I don't think we've charged you. I you might have the wrong number. It might be a good idea to go ahead and call your bank and see if they can get in touch with whoever gave you the charge, because I can't find anything in my system matching your name or zip code or phone number or anything.
Oh yeah, it was charged. We see it on the.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was, but I can't pull anything up to see in my system. So your best bet is going to be to call your bank and see if they can get you in touch with who needs to, or you can, you know, just get your bank to handle it.
Huh. Well, is this the company?
We're a call center we're a call center that has multiple different campaigns. We're a third party that supports multiple different companies in there and what they do, and so I wouldn't be able to know if we service them unless I had the account. And like I said, unfortunately I can't pull up the account and find anything. So I wish I could, but if I can't pull up anything, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about those charges that you received. Which, like I said, if you call your bank and tell them you don't know what's up or you need to figure something out, your bank will get you in touch with who you need to be in touch with, or they will get in touch with who it is to dispute those charges if it comes to that.
Wow.
I do apologize for the apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
There. This is my first day, and I wish I could help you more. I really want to practice, but if I can't pull up this account, I can't do anything. But is there anything else I could possibly help you with?
Well, no. I mean, the bank on the statement is your phone number. That's where we got it from.
What about your bank? Or the number you say that you got our number on the bank statement?
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird. You would definitely have to take that up with your bank. If they gave you our number and I can't find your account in any of our systems, then that's definitely going to be something that you have to take up with your bank.
Well, that's strange. I guess if that's the way it.
Yeah, and if there was anything felonious or anything, or if the charge shouldn't have come out, your bank should be able to get it fixed for you very quickly. They're good about that kind of thing. Or banks, you know, in general, are good about going getting what they need to. But like I said, I wish I could do more. I really wish I could help you, sir, but I can't find anything in my system. So.
Okay.
Are you sure there's nothing else I can do for you today?
No, if you can't tell me why all of this has come up.
Yeah, I wish I could, but all right. Well, thank you for calling us. I do wish you luck. I hope you can get in touch with the right people and get your issue taken care of. But thank you again for calling customer service, and I hope you have a really good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.